Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Are you having problems with grandparents? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith of Parenting Matters Now. Grandparents can be a problem. They can be a royal pain in the neck, we'll say. I just finished writing a section in a chapter about conflicts that can happen in a home. And one of the areas or the landmines, I call it, is the grandparents or the in-laws. We as grandparents are so well-intended, and we oftentimes are totally unaware of the problems that we are creating. It is a delicate thing as you're seeking to communicate what it is you're trying to accomplish in your family as it relates to the grandparents, the in-laws in particular. It is often a very scary subject. Sometimes it's frustrating, and you think that there is a plan afoot to try to undermine your role as a parent. And it's possible that does happen at times, but in most cases, it is not. And there are things that can help to foster the conversation where you kind of get on the same page about what you're expecting as far as rules and what you're expecting as far as behaviors and gift giving and all kinds of things, managing holidays and traditions and different stuff. Lots of issues come up whenever you begin to deal with the grandparents. They have a desire to enjoy the children like you do. Or like a grandparent would, you know, in a similar way that you want to enjoy your children, they want to enjoy the grandchildren. And sometimes it involves getting them a treat that you disapprove of. And maybe you need to have conversations about that are saying, hey, let's find some alternative. Let's pursue something that is agreeable both to you and to me. Something where you thought you'd give them a treat. And it's something that we think is a good idea. And sometimes you're going to have to bend on the rules, and sometimes they will have to bend or comply. Maybe not bend. They have to stay within the boundaries. But that relationship is so important. The role of a grandparent in the life of a child can be huge. And in fact, if you have a good relationship with a grandparent, you understand that. But when it becomes personal, your child, not you as the child, but your child somehow, we begin to see it differently. And so sometimes you might need to take a deep breath and just step back and go, okay, is this really a big deal? They gave them mashed potatoes. Is that going to really be a problem for this child? Or whatever the infraction is. Some of them are very minor. The best thing is to communicate openly, clearly, and honestly in a situation where it's causing you some frustration. Because frustration is something we should pay attention to and have a conversation, not in the heat of the moment, but later, and say, I'd like to talk about this. This is an area that I would like you to do something different. Can we talk about it? And have a conversation. It's not about the rules. It's about the relationship, even with the grandparents. This is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.